This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Attorney General William Barr authorizes federal prosecutors to look into substantial allegations of voting irregularities. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
With President Donald Trump refusing to concede the 2020 presidential election to Joe Biden while sticking to claims of election fraud, the Justice Department is about to join the fray. In a memo to U.S. attorneys obtained by the Associated Press, Attorney General William Barr authorizes investigations of substantial allegations of voter irregularities. Monday afternoon, Barr visited the Capitol Hill office of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and left without comment. On the Senate floor, McConnell said,
"We have the tools and institutions we need to address any concerns."
Barr's authorization runs counter to longstanding Justice Department policy on elections. Mike Gracia, Washington.
An AP Washington correspondent, Sankar Magani, reports projected President-elect Biden, Joe Biden, has not said who he would appoint as a new Pentagon chief.
Biden is widely rumored to be considering Michelle Flournoy, who would be the first female defense secretary and was the Pentagon's top policy official early in the Obama administration. For now, the Pentagon's under the leadership of Acting Secretary Chris Miller, a former Army Green Beret who served several tours in Iraq and Afghanistan.
That is AP correspondent Sankar Magani reporting. When the U.S. Supreme Court weighs the fate of Obamacare on Tuesday, arguments will revolve around arcane points of law like severability, whether the justices can surgically snip out part of the law and leave the rest. But what's at stake has real-world consequences for just about every American, as well as the healthcare industry, a major source of jobs and tax revenues. Whether the Affordable Care Act stays, goes, or is significantly changed, it will affect the way life is lived in the United States, from protection for people